奉主耶稣圣名，我们继续聚会。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we continue our morning service.
我们刚刚谈到主耶稣在圣灵充满跟引导之下进到旷野，接受魔鬼的试探。
We have earlier talked about how Jesus entered into the wilderness to face the temptation of Satan after he was filled by the Holy Spirit.
那他是在什么样的情况之下接受试探？
So under what kind of circumstance did Jesus go through the temptation?
我们来继续看马太福音四章第二节。
Let's continue with Matthew chapter 4, verse 2.
马太四章第二节。
Matthew 4, verse 2.
第二节他进食四十昼夜，后来就饿了。
And he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights. Afterward, he was hungry.
在这里谈到主耶稣在进食四十昼夜之后接受试探。
He talked about how he faced temptation after he had fasted for 40 days and nights.
通常我们谈到进食都会加上祷告。
Usually when we talk about the connotation of fasting, it has something to do with prayer.
但是这并不是说主耶稣这个四十昼夜都是跪在那边一直祷告。
However, it does not mean he necessarily knelt there 40 days a night and prayed all the time.
这个禁食当然也包含主耶稣他的默想。
Of course, this fasting also includes meditation.
跟神的灵交。
And also the communion with God.
在神前的等候。
And to wait before God's present.
换句话说主耶稣专心在神国的事情上。
What that means is he has spent all this time meditating on the matters of the kingdom of God.
这是主耶稣四十昼夜所做的事情。
That's what Jesus did in this 40 days and nights.
那在这里说到主耶稣是圣灵充满。
Right here it says he was filled by the Holy Spirit.
圣灵引导。
And led by the Holy Spirit.
所以这个禁食当然也是圣灵的引导。
And therefore, fasting was also part of being led by the Holy Spirit.
这个禁食祷告也是圣灵的引导。
To be able to fast in prayer, he was also led by the Holy Spirit to do so.
今天我们也经常在宣导要禁食祷告。
Today, we also proclaim that we need to pray and fast.
但是我们的禁食祷告是不是圣灵所引导的？
But is our fasting prayer necessarily initiated by the Holy Spirit?
这值得我们去思考。
That's something that you and I need to think about.
小弟记得刚来美国的时候。
I still can recall when I first came to the United States.
有一次参加这个NYTS 全国这个神学训练。
One time I attended the National Youth Theological Seminar.
那当时看到有这个禁食祷告。
So that time I saw they had fasting prayer.
小弟觉得说很好。
So I thought that was indeed a great idea.
这个禁食祷告让我们专心在神的事情追求神的国神的义。
Because when we fast and pray, we can concentrate and meditate upon the matters of the kingdom of God.
所以轮到小弟主持这个祷告会的时候。
So when it was my turn to lead the fasting prayer.
小弟特别再把这个禁食祷告的真正的意义又跟这些学员分享。
So once again, I share with the participant the true meaning that lies within fasting prayer.
提到说我们的禁食祷告不要变成一种形式。
I share with them how our fasting prayer should not become merely a formality.
更不可以流于假冒伪善的虚伪里头。
And neither shall we do it because we want to be seen by others.
那圣经里头先知神曾经借着先知责备过当时的以色列人他们的禁食祷告。
Because through the mouth of a prophet, God has once rebuked the fasting prayer offered by the Israelites.
比如说以赛亚书五十八章那里。
For example, you can find such recording in Isaiah chapter 58.
我们来看以赛亚书的五十八章。
Let's turn to Isaiah 58.
三到七节。
Verse 3 to 7.
以赛亚书五十八章第三节。
Isaiah 58 verse 3.
三节他们说我们禁食你为何不看见呢我们刻苦己心你为何不理会呢看啊你们禁食的日子仍求利益勒逼人为你们做苦工第四节
Verse 4.
你们禁食却互相争竞以凶恶的拳头打人你们今日禁食不得使你们的声音听闻于上第五节
5.
这样禁食岂是我所拣选使人刻苦己心的日子吗岂是叫人垂头像苇子用麻布和炉灰铺在他以下吗你这可称为禁食为主所喜悦的日子吗 第六节。
Six.
我所拣选的禁食，不是要松开凶恶的绳，解下恶上的锁，使被欺压的得自由，折断一切的恶吗？七节。
Seven.
不是要把你的饼分给饥饿的人，将漂流的穷人接到你家中，见赤身的给他衣服遮体，顾恤自己的骨肉而不掩藏吗？在这里呀、啊，神借着以赛亚先知责备当时以色列人他们虚伪的这个禁食啊。
Here God through the mouth of Isaiah, he rebuked the act of fasting by the Israelites.
只不过是按着一般的规矩来禁食。
That they only did it according to their costume.
不是禁食不对。
He's not saying that fasting itself is not right.
而是他们不离开罪恶。
However, they have yet to set themselves free from sin.
所以他们这样的禁食啊，是徒然的。
Therefore, what they have done in terms of fasting was in vain.
是不蒙神悦纳的。
It's not something that's not acceptable in the eyes of God.
那另外，在这个撒迦利亚书啊，第七章那边也有。
In Zechariah chapter 7, you will find another instance.
好，我们来看撒迦利亚书。
Turn to Zechariah chapter 7.
Zechariah 书第七章。
Zechariah 7.
七章，我们来看第四节。
Let's read verse 4.
四节，万军之神的话就临到我说，第五节。
Five.
你要宣告国内的众民和祭司说，你们这七十年在五月、七月禁食悲哀，岂是丝毫向我禁食吗？第六节。
Six.
你们吃喝不是为自己吃，为自己喝吗？第七节。
Seven.
当耶路撒冷和四围的城邑有居民正兴旺，南地高原有人居住的时候，神借从前的先知所宣告的话，你们不当听吗？在这里呀、啊，是当时犹太人被掳到外邦巴比伦七十年归回之后。
So this happened after the Israelites has been taken captive for 70 years and they have just returned.
他们在这个巴比伦啊，七十年当中啊，他们五月七月啊，他们有禁食啊。
Now when they were taken captive in the kingdom of Babylon on the fifth and the seventh month, they were fast.
等到被掳归回。
Until they were finally set free and returned home.
有人啊。来问这个撒迦利亚先知啊。
One came and asked Prophet Zechariah.
现在啊已经被掳归回了。
Now that we have been exonerated and returned home.
是不是啊还要像以往一样，在五月七月来禁食啊
？Shall we fast like how we used to on every fifth and seventh month?
结果啊大出他们意料之外。
So out of their surprise,
神借着撒迦利亚先知告诉他们。
This is what God through the mouth of Zechariah told them.
神在这被掳七十年间。完全不悦纳他们的禁食。
That throughout the 70 years of captivity, none of your prayer were remembered by the Lord.
因为他们随自己的意思作恶。
Because they still did according to their eyes on evils.
不听神借着先知所宣告的话。
Refused to the warnings that was preached by the prophets.
所以他们的禁食啊是徒然虚假的。
Therefore, their fasting was considered an act of hypocrisy, and it was in vain.
禁食是敬虔的事情。
To be able to fast is something that has to do with how devoured we are.
但绝对不是拿来作为夸耀、炫耀用。
And on top of that, it cannot be something that we can brag about.
否则禁食就会失去它真正的意义。
If we do that, then we'll lose the true meaning of fasting in prayer.
路加福音的十八章九到十四节记载着，这个法利赛人跟税吏的祷告。
In Luke chapter 18, verse 9 to 14, you'll find a prayer between the Pharisees. And the tax collector.
法利赛人在神面前来炫耀他的丰功伟绩，其中一点呢、就是禁食。
One of the things that the Pharisees actually bragged before Jesus was how they fasted every day.
所以刚刚小弟谈到说，在这个NYTS 小弟啊就以这个禁食祷告的真正意义啊来告诉这些学员。
That's why I took the opportunity and share with the participant the true meaning behind fasting and prayer.
有一些这个学员啊，他们听了之后就思想了。
So some of the participants actually meditated upon such message.
原本有意想要说 来比赛破纪录看进几餐的人啊，他们就打消他们的念头了。
Because originally some of them actually had a little battle competition as to who can fast the longest.
哦，所以这个禁食祷告的人数就下降了。
So right after that, you could see the number of people fasting decreased tremendously.
看起来好像说，你好像扯人后腿讲了这个负面的道理。
So it seemed like a negative message was given because now less people are fasting.
那其实啊，是让这些学生学员在这个禁食祷告的意义上再一次的做思考。
But in actuality, you are making them meditate once again behind the true meaning of fasting and prayer.
我为什么要禁食祷告？
Today, why am I exactly fasting for?
是来作秀表演吗？
Am I here to show off?
炫耀我很属灵吗？
Am I here to let other people know how spiritual I am?
还是作为我参加这一次活动的一个胜一个战利品一个记录。
Or it becomes a personal triumph that I could fast for a long time.
反过来。
On the other hand,
为什么你不禁食祷告？
Why aren't you fasting then?
因为餐厅的饭菜太香太好吃了。
Perhaps because the meals in the dining hall are too delicious to refuse.
还是我本来就是贪食好酒之辈。
Or maybe I just like to eat and drink.
我就是体贴我肉体的需要。
I like to give him to my physical needs.
所以我反对禁食祷告。
Therefore, I am totally against fasting and prayer.
还是我觉得，我很不错的。
Or perhaps we think we are really all that.
我对神毫无所求。
Because there's nothing I need to request from God.
所以我不需要禁食祷告。
Therefore, fasting prayer is not the thing for me.
真的吗？
Is it true?
你所有的亲人都已经信主了吗？
Have all your relatives and friends believers in Christ?
你的灵性高超到没有任何一件事情你必须要胜过吗？
Has your spirituality reached so high that you have nothing to overcome anymore?
你的教会没有任何一件圣功需要你用禁食祷告来帮忙吗？
Is there not a single thing in your local church that would need your prayer through fasting?
你所认识的所有的弟兄姐妹跟朋友亲戚们没有一个人需要你禁食帮他们祷告吗？
What about all your friends and brothers and sisters you've come to know? Do any of them have a single thing that you can fast and pray for them?
所以你可以去思想。
So there's something that we can think about.
为什么我要禁食祷告？
What is the reason for me to fast?
为什么我不禁食祷告？
On the other hand, why am I not fasting then?
禁食祷告的意义在哪里？
What is the meaning behind it?
禁食祷告的这个果效在哪里？
What is the fruit behind it?
其实禁食祷告的能力
Actually, the power that lies behind fasting prayer
是连魔鬼都害怕的。
It's a power that's even feared by the devils.
有一次主耶稣带一个犯癫主耶稣医治了一个这个犯癫痫病的这个孩子。
One time, Jesus healed a child who was demon possessed.
原本这个孩子的父亲带他的孩子来。见耶稣的门徒。
So in the beginning, the father of the son brought him to see Jesus.
但是主耶稣的门徒却没有办法把这个孩子身上的鬼给赶出去。
However, the disciple of Jesus failed to cast out the demons from him.
所以当主耶稣回来的时候。
So after Jesus returned.
这个孩子的父亲就转而求耶稣帮助。
The father then turned to Jesus and pleaded him to help.
好，我们来看这一段的记载
Let's turn to such story.
马可福音
Book of Mark.
第九章
Mark chapter 9.
马可九章十四节
Mark chapter 9 verse
14. 十四节，耶稣到了门徒那里，看见许多人围着他们，又有文士和他们辩论。十五节
15.
众人一见耶稣，就甚稀奇。就跑上去问他安十六节
16.
耶稣问他们说你们和他们辩论的是什么十七节
17.
众人中间有一个人回答说夫子我带着我的儿子到你这里来他被哑巴鬼附着十八节
18.
无论在哪里鬼捉弄他把他摔倒他就口中流沫咬牙切齿身体枯干我请过你的门徒把鬼赶出去他们却是不能我们跳过来看二十二节
That's reverse 22
二十二节鬼屡次把他扔在火里水里要灭他 你若能做什么，求你怜悯我们，帮助我们。23节。
23。
耶稣对他说：“你若能信，在信的人凡事都能。”24节。
44。
孩子的父亲立时喊着说：“我信，但我信不足，求主帮助。”25节。
25。
耶稣看见众人都跑上来，就斥责那污鬼说：“你这聋哑的鬼，我吩咐你从他里头出来，啊，再也不要进去。”26节。
26。
那鬼喊叫时，孩子大大抽了一阵风就出来了，孩子好像死了一般，以致众人多半说他是死了。27节。
27。
但耶稣拉着他的手扶他起来，他就站起来了。28节。
28。
耶稣进了屋子，门徒就暗暗地问他说：“我们为什么不能把鬼赶出去呢？”29节。
29。
耶稣说：“非用祷告这一类的鬼啊，总不能出来。”在这里啊，记载说这个孩子的父亲啊，在求告耶稣的门徒赶鬼不成之后啊。
So right here, initially, this father of the son asked the disciples to cast out, and they were unsuccessful.
对耶稣的态度啊，也有一点点的轻视跟失态。
So he also despised Jesus a little bit initially.
你若能做什么，求你怜悯我们，帮助我们。
If there is anything you can do, please have mercy and help us.
言下之意徒弟这样，我看师父也高明不到哪里了。
So because he had this concept that if your disciples fail to do the task, perhaps you are not able to do it as well.
这个耶稣就告诉他说你如果能信，再信的人凡事都能。
Then this is what Jesus told him. If you can believe, all things are possible to him who he believes.
这个孩子的父亲他听懂了。
Then the father understood.
因为他没有信心
Because he had no faith.
所以他喊着说我信，但我信不足，求主帮助
Therefore he said, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief.
这个英文跟中文的翻译有一点不太一样
So you will see a little difference in translations between Chinese and English.
中文的翻译说我信不足，求主帮助，意思好像说他是信但是不够
In Chinese it says, Lord, I have faith, however, my faith is not enough.
所以求神帮助
Therefore, please assist me.
能够增加他的信心。
And increase my faith.
但是在英文的这个描述上好像有点出入
But if you look at the English translation, it says otherwise.
是求主帮助他的不相信。
Help my unbelief.
所以他到底信还是不信
？So the question is, does he actually believe or not?
这个小孩的父亲到底信还是不信
？Does the father of the son actually believe in God or not?
所以经常我们在求神帮助我们的信心
So oftentimes when we seek for the Lord to help our faith,
但或许我们要先检讨我们自己。
Perhaps the first thing we should do is self-examine ourselves.
你到底是小信还是不信
？Do we actually have little faith or no faith at all?
小信还有资格跟神求帮助了。
Today, if you have a little faith, perhaps you are worthy to ask God for help.
神可以给你乘以百倍、千倍。
Because He could allow you to multiply into hundreds or thousand folds.
那你的信心就加添了。
And then your faith will be strength upon strength.
但是如果你是根本就不信
，But if you begin with unbelief or no belief in the beginning,
零乘以千万还是零
Let's take this into a mathematical equation. Zero times a thousand is still zero.
你没有信心，怎么有资格叫耶稣？加添
Today you don't even have any faith to begin with. How can you ask God to strengthen your faith?
所以这个值得我们去思考
So there's something that we need to think about.
那门徒等这个鬼赶出去之后，就来问耶稣了。
So after the demon was cast out, the disciples approached Jesus and asked him.
老师为什么我们没有办法把鬼给赶出去
？So Rabbi, how is it that we were unable to cast out the demons?
耶稣在这里说这一类的鬼要费用祷告这个小字的部分说有禁食两个字
And Jesus said this kind can only come out by nothing but prayer and fasting
所以我们经常就会说你看禁食祷告连鬼都怕
That's why sometimes we proclaim that even the devils fear fasting and prayer
所以要禁食祷告
That's why that's important we need to fast and pray
因为你看门徒就是没禁食祷告所以鬼就没有出去啦
Because sometimes we say because they fail to fast therefore they cannot cast out demons
但是我们看马太福音的这个地方的记载
Now, if you look at the same recording that's in Book of Matthew,
好像又有一点出入
Then you will find more insights to it.
来看马太十七章。
Matthew 17.
马太十七章十九节。
Matthew 17:19.
十七章的十九节。
17 verse 19.
门徒暗暗地到耶稣跟前说，我们为什么不能赶出赶出那鬼呢？20节。
20.
耶稣说啊，是因你们的信心小，我告诉你们你们若有信心啊，像一粒芥菜种，就是对这一座山说，你从这边挪到那边，他也必挪去并且你们没有一件不能做的事。21节。
21.
至于这一列的鬼，若不祷告进食，他就不出来啊。在这里告诉我们鬼赶不出去的主要原因。
Okay, right here, you see the main reason why the demon was not cast out.
是因为门徒信心的问题。
It has to do with their belief.
所以是信心出问题。
So it's their faith that has some kind of flaw.
没有办法把鬼赶出去。
That's why they could not cast out the demons.
那跟禁食祷告有什么关系？
So the question is, what does that have to do with fasting and prayer?
禁食祷告来帮助门徒信心的加添。
Because when you fast and pray, it builds up your faith.
所以我们把那个主从关系我们搞清楚。
So that's come close to understand the relationship.
没有办法赶出去是因为信心的问题。
The reason why you cannot cast out demons is because something is wrong with your faith.
而这个禁食祷告是来帮助信心的增长。
However, fasting and prayer will increase your faith.
信心增长就可以把鬼赶出去。
Once your faith is increased and grows, you will have enough power to cast out the demons.
所以换句话说，禁食祷告的功效。
So put it all together, the effect and the power of fasting and prayer is
是在乎我们专心在神的事情上。
It lies in whether or not we could totally put ourselves in a matter of God.
专心在神的事情上，就对我们的信心有加添。
When we concentrate ourselves in a matter of God, it will help us to increase our faith.
所以不在乎那个吃不吃刻苦这个饿几餐。
So it's not a merely matter of we are not eating it, we are beating ourselves because we're not eating.
如果你不专心在神的事情上，
If you do not focus on the matter of God,
你想要把这个禁食拿来作为人的炫耀。
Now today, if you want to use fasting as a point or something that you can brag about,
你别有所图啊，另有所用。
That you will achieve nothing in return.
那不在乎你进几餐了
So again,
还是没有功效了
Does not merely lie in how many meals you fasted.
所以这个我们千万要清楚
So there's something we need to be very clear of.
禁食的功效在于我们专心在神的事情上。
The effectiveness of fasting and prayer lies in how much we can concentrate on the matters of God's kingdom.
相信神的应许。
And to believe in his promise.
相信他的能力。
To believe in his total power.
先求他的国，他的义。
And to seek first his kingdom of God and righteous.
这个就是顺从圣灵的引导的禁食。
That's what we mean to be submissive under the guidance of the Holy Spirit as we fast and pray.
那我们很自然就是专心在神的事情上了。
If we can do so, then very naturally we'll have our focus put on God.
因着专心在神的事情上，当然我们就不会去感到饥饿了。
And because we're so concentrating on the matter of kingdom of God, we will not feel any hunger.
就不在意那个时间了。
Neither does time matter to us anymore.
当我们看一部我们很喜欢的影片。
Today, when we sit in front of the TV and watch our favorite movie.
那个青年玩他最喜欢的 TV game.
Or as the children, we play our favorite video games.
当我们跟我们最要好的朋友聊天。
When we're talking with our best friends over the phone.
怎么过两个小时了？
It is very natural for us to realize all of a sudden time just flew by.
已经两点了，我都不晓得啊。
Wow, it's 2 a.m. already.
时间过这么快。
I didn't know time flew by so fast.
我中午忘了吃了。
Even to the point, forgot to have my lunch.
为什么？
Why is that?
专心嘛。
Because concentration.
专心在你的事情上。
We've concentrated so much in what we love to do.
你就会忘记时间。
And time is not a factor anymore.
你更不会拿来做炫耀。
Neither will you use such things as something you brag about.
所以在这里我们看到这个耶稣的禁食。
So right here we can see how Jesus fasted.
40昼夜。
40 days and nights.
40昼夜里头他有没有饿？
Did he ever get hungry in these times?
圣经说后来就饿了。
Because the Bible says, then he became hungry.
禁食了40昼夜。
After he fasted 40 days and nights.
在过程当中。
So in the midst of these times.
主耶稣不觉得饿了。
Jesus never felt hungry.
因为他专心。
Because he was concentrated.
他专心在神的事情上。
He concentrated himself in a matter of God.
忘了那个时间。
He forgot the time.
忘了那个身体。
He forgot his body.
的感觉哈。
He let go of the feeling.
哎，等到结束。
Not until it was all over.
哦，他就饿了。
Then hunger struck.
哦，所以呀、啊，哦，这里告诉我。
So here it tells us,
耶稣的禁食祷告在圣灵的带领之引导之下
that Jesus fasted under the guidance of the Holy Spirit,
专心在神的事情上
with one total mind, he concentrated himself on the matter of God's kingdom.
今天我们的禁食祷告也应该是这样子、哦、
Today when we fast and pray, it should also be the same way.
哦，再来啊，我们从旧约的禁食祷告，我们都可以看出是有目标、有目的的。
Next, from the fasting and prayer offered by the saints in the Old Testament, we will find that there's always a purpose and a reason.
哦，比如说摩西的。
For example,
摩西有好几次的四十昼夜的哦禁食祷告。
Many times you'll find Moses fasted for 40 nights and days.
哦，在申命记的九章那里有记载。
In Deuteronomy chapter 9, you'll find him fasting.
他的禁食祷告啊。不是为了减肥用的、哦、
Of course, he did not fast and pray because he wanted to lose an extra few pounds.
更不是闲着啊，就每天都吃麻辣、哦、吃腻了。
Not only was he sick and tired of eating manna every day.
他的禁食啊，是为了以色列人、哦、犯罪了、啊，在神的面前求神赦。
Moses fasted and prayed because the iniquities committed by the Israelites, and for that he prayed for them.
以斯拉也有禁食祷告。
Ezra also fasted and prayed.
哦，早上啊，这个。带领祷告会的弟兄、哦、也提到。
So this morning, the brother who led the morning prayer also mentioned.
还有这个以斯帖皇后也有禁食祷告。
Also, Queen Esther fasted before.
哦，以斯帖啊，皇后为了全国的同胞免遭被屠杀而冒死要见王啊。
Queen Esther fasted for the sake of the Israelite people facing annihilation, she went and seek the king on behalf of her life.
哦，所以他要全国的犹太人帮他祷告。
Therefore, requested the whole kingdom of Jews to pray for her.
哦，禁食祷告。哦、
and they together they fasted.
但以理也有禁食祷告。
Daniel also fasted.
哦，但以理呀、啊，当他看到哦这个先知耶利米的预言。
When Daniel saw the prophecy made by Jeremiah.
哦，知道说这个耶路撒冷荒凉七十年的时间已经满足了。
He knew that the time of 70 years that Jerusalem should be desolated has come.
哦，所以他禁食祷告为同胞认罪。
Therefore, he fasted and prayed for the iniquities of the people.
哦，所以我们看到啊，哦，在旧约圣经的这些禁食祷告的榜样都是有目标的。
So all these examples of fasting and prayer, we'll see all of them have one commonality. It's they all had a purpose and goal.
所以今天我们的禁食祷告也必须要有目标。
Likewise, today when we fast and pray, we also need to have a purpose.
哦，专心为神的事来祷告。
To concentrate totally for the matters of God's kingdom.
为我们的罪来祷告。
To pray for our own sins.
哦。这样在圣灵的引导之下
So if you can do so under the guidance of the Spirit
这样的禁食祷告才有功效
That kind of fasting prayer will indeed be powerful and effective
哦，那我们、啊、更不会啊，哦、啊，把这个个人的禁食祷告拿来当成一种炫耀一种敬虔的成绩
And needless to say we will use our personal fasting and prayer as something we can brag about
这种进口没有进心、啊、是虚伪
A lip service without action is merely in vain
哦、所以这里是禁食祷告、哦、
So this is what we have learned from fasting and prayer.
耶稣的禁食是圣灵的带领。
Jesus fasted and prayed according to the guidance of the Spirit.
专心在神国的事情上。
He totally put his mind and soul on the matter of God's kingdom.、
哦、所以我们不要变让我们的禁食祷告变成说一种形式、哦、
So let's not allow our fasting prayer to turn into a formality.、
哎、曾经有人这么说了。
One person once said.
说、哦、我们美国的信徒哦。神的恩典很多、哦、所以啊、哎、大家、哦、这个衣食都很丰富
He said the members in the state are truly blessed by the Lord therefore we really don't have anything to worry about our lives、
哦、不要说、哦、禁食祷告就连祷告啊有时候也不是很经常
So let's not talk about fasting and prayer we don't even see a lot of people praying often、
哦、那当然了、啊、禁食祷告、哦、能够有内在、哦、那是最好
And of course, if whenever you fast and pray, what's more important is what you have inside.
哦，但是如果没有内在哦，有一个外在哦，总比内外都没有来得好吧。
However, they say that since you don't have the inside, perhaps we can have something outside, because either way, it's still better than having nothing at all.
哎，听起来很有道理哦。
So seems like it's very reasonable.
哦，没有内在，有一个外在， 总比内外都没有好了。
So if I don't have anything inside my heart, at least the least I could do is kneel down and pray, and still better than nothing at all.
就好像在找太太一样哦。
Looks seems like you're finding a spouse.
都说啊，一定要看重内在美。
Because every time when we look for a spouse, we always proclaim what's inside is more beautiful.
我怎么知道你内在美不美啊
？So how am I supposed to know how beautiful you are inside?
哦，那如果啊，我找一个没有外在美，娶了之后发现他连内在美也没有，那我不亏大了
？So if I find someone who's ugly outside and ended up not having anything beautiful inside, then it's a double loss to me.
哦。那至少我找一个有外在美的哈。
So at least if I find somebody who's beautiful outside,
娶了之后，如果他也有内在美啊，感谢主啊。
And praise and thank God if this person actually have a beautiful inside.
那如果没有内在美啊，至少还有外在美当花瓶看也好啊。
And if not, at least I have one battle because she looks beautiful outside.
哦，但是我们的信仰不能这样子。
However, this is not the way our faith should be.
哦，如果我们只求光有一个外在不在乎有没有内在的话。
Today, if we only emphasize on external beauties and rather than the inside,
那反倒是啊，比那个内外都没有还来得危险。
Then we're more pitiful and dangerous than those who don't even have both inside and out.
因为内外都没有，我们还知道说我们有缺乏我们有这个危机。
Because if today you don't have inside and out, then it would enable you to realize that you have a crisis on hand that you need to take care of.
我们应当要追求
something for us to pursue after.
要警醒
to be cautious.
啊，但是如果啊，你有外在，但是没有那个内在。
However, today if you have the outer beauty rather than the inside.
哦，我们啊，很可能会失去那个警醒跟那个追求完全的心。
It's very easy for us to loosen up our guard.And to seek for the inner beauty.
啊，我已经洗礼了。
I have already been baptized.
哎，我圣灵也求到了。
And I also obtained the Holy Spirit.
哦，啊，我安息日也有去啦。
You will find me going to the Sabbath every Saturday.
哦，那我也有在奉献呐。
And I also offer tithe.
哦，教会有哦，偶尔排我工作，我也有在做啊。
Sometimes I even serve the Lord.
我还要追求什么
？What else is there for me to seek after?
哎，我一定得救了。
Oh, I'm pretty sure I'm going to be safe.
我们很容易就陷入到这样的一个。自满自足的盲点里头。
It's very easy for you and I to find ourselves in such self-contentment.
哦，以色列人就是这样。
This is exactly how the Israelites were.
哦，当他们啊、这个被哦亚述帝国或者巴比伦呐、啊、哦入侵的时候
when the northern and the southern kingdom were invaded by the Assyrians and Babylonians.
哦，他们不是指着这个圣殿在夸口吗
？Didn't they boast on behalf of the temple？
哦，这里有大军的军城耶路撒冷。
Here it says this is the mighty city Jerusalem。
这里有圣殿。
Here lies the holy temple。
这里有神的约柜。
Here lies within the ark of covenant。
安呐
，peace。
好，不会有事情的啦。
There's nothing we need to worry about。
哎，有一阵子哈、哦，这个海峡两岸，台湾跟中国大陆哈、哦，有点紧张啊。
So as we call back in the days。The tension that was between China and Taiwan was rather high.
哦，那中国大陆哦，啊，他们哦就发射飞弹哦，在试试它的功能啊。
Because what men in China did was they will proclaim they'll test the missiles and they will fire missiles into the air.
哦，那我就找这个台湾附近的海域做实验哦。
And out of all the oceans, they picked some oceans right next to the Gulf of Taiwan.
哦，那一时之间哦，双方哦剑拔弩张啊，哦。哎、好像要打仗的样子、哦、
So all of a sudden, both sides drew out their sword and pretend they were fighting.
哦，那也造成台湾哦这些同胞们哦，哎，心中啊也人心惶惶。
It also caused much chaos and uneasiness in the hearts of Taiwanese.
哎，这时候啊也有、哦、教会的啊这个长执传道人呐 啊起来喊话哦，来稳定民心呐、啊。
At that time, you also find some elders and ministers preach some gospels to ease the heart of man.
哎。安呐、啊，真耶稣教会还在台湾呢、啊。
Peace, because the Children's Church is still in Taiwan.
真耶稣教的总会还在台湾、啊。
You will still find the G8 over here in Taiwan.
啊，所以啊，不可能有事情的啦。
So therefore, nothing will happen.
安、啊、哦，放心。
Peace be, do not lose heart.
啊，感谢主啊，果然没有事情哦。
Praise thank God, nothing really happened.
啊，但是小弟在想哦。
But this is what I think personally.
哎，这个真耶稣教会是不是因为真耶稣教的总会在台湾，所以？哎、神保佑台湾哦！啊，这个事情啊，用这个和平落幕。
Whether or not God's protection really lies because the GA is in Taiwan, it's up to you to decide.
应该不是吧
？Maybe it's not.
哦，应该是什么
So what is the reason then?
应该像索多玛城，哦，那里头啊，因为他们缺少那些义人啊，所以索多玛城被毁灭。
As we know, the reason why city of Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed because in it you will not find any righteous man.
哦，那台湾啊，是因为有义人呐，哦。
But Taiwan is still alive because in it you will find righteous men.
哦，所以神保守。
Therefore, God's protection hover over it.
所以应该靠的是什么？
So this is what we need to rely on.
神看重的是什么？
What is that God places great emphasis on?
义人。
Righteous man.
哦，所以今天呢，我们应该要追求成为义人啊。
That's why today we need to pursue to become a righteous man.
哦，而哦，不是借着我们的哦这个表象的东西，信仰的表面的组织也好啦，哦，或者是制度也好啦，或者是仪式也好，不是在夸口那种东西。
But rather not to be so confident and brag about or what we have outside in terms of formality or buildings and everything we have.
当日耶稣的门徒指着西律王用四十年建造的圣殿，问耶稣说：“何等的殿宇啊！”
So at that time, when Jesus' disciple one day they pointed to this building, the temple that King Herod spent 40 years to build. And they tell Jesus, how magnificent is this building?
结果呢，耶稣怎么回答？
What do you think Jesus said?
将来没一个石头在石头上面的。
Jesus told them, one day I surely tell you, not one stone will be on top of another.
全部被拆毁掉。
So the result is, it was destroyed completely.
四十年所建造的。
A building that spent 40 years to build.
神根本就不看，就不顾惜啊。
God did not even regard it.
所罗门王建的圣殿也是一样。
Look at the temple that King Solomon built.
哦，神不看不顾惜啊。
God did not regard it either.
那动用多少人力建的
？How many manpower and wealth was involved?
用多少宝贵的石头所建
？How many precious diamonds and stone were involved also?
神一点都不顾惜。
It was not important to God.
因为神看重的是什么
？Because what is important to God then?
是在里头敬拜的人。
It's those who worship Him in it.
好，所以今天同样的哦。
So today likewise，
我们的信仰啊，绝对不能变成只是一种形式哦。
Our faith should never become a formality。
哦，光有一个外在的表象，却没有内在的实际。
To only have an outward appearance, but inside we don't have anything。
这个是主耶稣所责备法利赛人的信仰。
That's why Jesus rebuked the faith of the Pharisees so harshly.
哦，这个不能够得神的喜悦，也经不起神的检查的。
That is something that will never pass the examination of God. It will not be pleasing to Him either.
那信仰也不要变成一种例行公事。
But also, our faith should not become a formality.
哦，有人这么说啊。
Some people might say,
哦，这个禁食祷告是总会既定的政策。
To fast and pray is a law and regulations passed on from the GA.
所以应当要配合。
Therefore, we need to abide.
信仰如果变成一种政策的话，
Now today, if our faith become a politic,
那很容易就失去它真正的意义。
Then it's very easy for us to lose the true meaning behind it.
哦，今天我们为什么要禁食祷告？
Today, what is the real reason for us to fast and pray?
圣经里头的禁食祷告的要求是什么？
What are the requirements that you will find in the Bible regarding such thing?
我们祷告的对象是什么？
Whom are we praying to?
我们绝对不要挪作他用。
Let's not be confused ourselves.
变成一种政策。
And to turn this into a politics.
哦，那就会陷入到盲点跟危机里面。
Then we'll fall into blind spots and dangers.
哦，所以在这里我们哈，借着主耶稣的禁食啊，我们谈到神所悦纳的禁食祷告。
So right here through the fasting prayer of Jesus, we'll learn what we need to do to please God.
好，哎，让我们明白为什么我们要禁食祷告。
So we understand why that is the reason behind our fasting prayer.
禁食祷告，它的能力，它的果效何来
？And where does this power and fruit come from whenever we fast?
哦，求神让我们明白哦。
May God help us understand.
哦，让我们呢、啊、都能够啊借着。禁食祷告，得到力量，得到信心的增添。
That through fast and prayer, all of us can once again achieve the wisdom and power from Him.
哦，更能够蒙神的悦纳。
Further, we can find ourselves pleasing to God.
好，那我们呢？就跟大家先分享到这里。
I will finish my morning sharing.
好，我们来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.